Just like to say tonight, I'm very grateful for the readings. That beautiful story of Daniel in the lion's den. Probably some of you know the story of Mrs. Eddy when she was a young child, 8 years old, and her mother read her the story about Daniel, and she was so impressed by it, and she determined that she was going to pray not 3 times a day, but 7 times a day. And just to make sure she would never forget, when she would go out into by the woodshed, which is where she prayed, she would mark in chalk each time, 7 times every day. So that's a wonderful example, and a little child shall lead them. For us too, to remember to pray daily to our God. And then later in her life, when she was the head of the great Christian Science movement, someone from England gave her a beautiful engraving of a picture. It's called Daniel's Answer to the King. Some of you probably have seen it. It's a picture of Daniel looking up out a window toward the light, and these lions are behind him. But you can tell he is in quite a state of prayer. And Mrs. Eddy was so grateful for this beautiful picture that was given to her. And she said, "A million times I thank you for that wonderful picture. So many years to be before the jaws of beasts, as I have been, is more than Daniel's experience." And then one day she took her dinner guests to see the picture, and she said, "Come into the library. I have a new painting, and I want to talk to you about it." With a little group seated facing the picture, she drew a lesson from it. "You see," she told them, "he has turned his back on the lower or bestial elements of mortal mind and is giving his answer to the King, to the highest. That is what I have always done." And then it goes on to say how that picture, she had it hanging at the foot of her bed, so in the morning she could see it first thing and remember to always be facing and focusing on God. And then later, a minister that she had spoken to, a Reverend Severin Simonson, recalled some things that he had told her. And he writes, "When Era seemed to press her exceptionally hard, she would leave her work for a few minutes and come and stand before this picture and study anew the calm and loving manner in which Daniel looked steadfastly to God and only God. He paid no heed to the lions or seeming danger, letting his dear heavenly Father care for the ferocious beasts and keep them at a safe distance. With new and fresh courage, she said she would return to her work with a heart full of joy and gratitude for his protecting care." I thought that was so beautiful, and certainly a lesson for all of us. That beautiful story of Daniel in the lion's den, and to remember to keep our focus on God, to look up to the light, to the Father's face, and know as we do that, he will take care of whatever seeming danger seems to be lurking, or whatever hatred seems to have been directed our way. He will take care of it and annul it and destroy it, because he is all in all, and there is nothing else. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, to be learning the wonderful lessons that Christian Science teaches.